From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government warplanes struck a rebel-held neighborhood in the center of Homs Sunday. It says at least three people were killed and dozens wounded. Meanwhile, President Bashar al-Assad's forces are said to be pushing toward the city of Palmyra, which was overrun by the Islamic State in December. Syrian opposition activist Hamza Manzer emerged from a meeting with United Nations envoy Stefan Mistura to say that the opposition needs to present a united front in upcoming peace talks. Iraqi forces on Sunday pushed deeper into western Mosul, capturing two more city neighborhoods from Islamic State extremists. A full week into a renewed government offensive, military commanders say they are focusing on securing bridges across the Tigris River. Malaysian health authorities say Kim Jong-nam, the slain half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, suffered a very painful death. They say Kim was dead within 20 minutes of being attacked at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport February 13th. Police say he died in an ambulance after being smeared by VX nerve agent. Here is Malaysia's health minister.
Because the dosage for this particular agent, which is required to be lethal, is very low, 10 milligrams, and he probably exceeded that amount, so he actually succumbed very fast.
Police have two females in custody, as well as a North Korean man they suspect of being behind that attack. Seven other North Koreans have also been identified as suspects and are wanted for questioning. This is VOA News.